4 seconds of silence. That is what you just heard. On today's episode is me talking very, very weird. And you may ask yourself, why? Well, because it's entertaining, that's why. And it feels good. Today is another day of me asking everyone who hears this. I am and I shall be on these podcasts that I am talking about. Like the infamous, famous one, This Is Important. Or Armchair Expert, Joe Rogan Experience, or Conan O'Brien Needs a Pal. Just kidding. I know that's going to bug Conan if he hears this, so it's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Conan O'Brien Needs a Pal should be something that he does on the side, without telling Sona or Matt. Because we all have friends, but how many pals do we have? And a lot of you fine folks out there might be like, pals and friends are the same. Oh no, they are not. Pals are closer than friends, believe it or not. This is true, don't look it up. They are not one or the same. They are different, very, very, very different, my friends. And if you do your research, Napoleon had a pal. King Henry, all of them had a pal. Henry VIII had a pal. Maybe that's the same person. I don't care, and I don't know. Even all of our presidents have pals. Some have friends, and some have pals. Now, what I have come to realize is that we all need a really good pal. I have a good pal. Not going to say his name because I don't want to lose my pal. And that's that. We're not going to continue this conversation because this is my podcast and I choose what I continue talking about. No one else. Until you start showing me numbers with zeros behind it, I shall talk about what I like and what I want to talk about. And today we are talking about how badly I want to be on those podcasts. And basically, I want to do it before I am too famous. It is aligned with the stars for me to become someone known in a household. You will see my face on the movie screen or on the big screen in your TV, no matter how big or small, you will see my face around this big, beautiful world. When is this going to happen? I'm not allowed to say. Because I will be giving something away that's very important. But I shall tell you this, my friends. We are amongst a great. You don't know it yet. Most of the world doesn't even know who I am right now. That's why I'm saying it is better to get me on your podcast now than wait later on. And if you do get me on your podcast, we will not talk about why I'm going to be so famous. And don't worry your pretty little heads. It's nothing bad. I'm going to be in the entertainment business. This is what I am telling you. Before I am an A-list celebrity, or E-list, or B-list, or any C-list, or any list at all, you would want me on your podcast before I'm too famous and I cannot make your podcast. Sorry. I had a bit of a frog in my throat. And today is going to be a very special day. It's a very rainy day. It's not raining yet, but it's supposed to. But like I said, if anyone that listens to this has any pulling power with any of these podcasts that I listen to regularly, please, 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 please help me out. Be a guest on one of these shows. If you wonder what that was me going really fast in my Kia. Because I had to get out on the road. I've got business to take care of today. I've got to make a lot of money. I've still got bills. No matter how famous I get, I will always have a bill or two. Now you're probably wondering, why are you talking like this? Well, because it's different. And I want a lot of people to hear what I have to say. And the only way for people to understand or grasp what you are saying is to be different. If I was to talk in my regular voice, you would say you're too country. Your accent is too country, and you need to dial it down a little bit. Well, I beg to differ, my friends. This is the longest I've ever seen this light stay green. That was amazing. And today is Tuesday, the 30th. Or is it the 29th? I believe it's the 30th. Today is the 30th, correct? You check that for me, please. Okay, thank you. I am back. Well, hello. And you asked a question, yes. Why am I talking this way? It's because I'm different and I like it. It feels good, isn't that true? It feels like if you hear this, you will understand my questions a little better than what my normal talking voice is, because it's too southern and I don't enunciate. It's also got to enunciate. Please enunciate more so people may understand what you are trying to say. Well, I say this to you, my fine friends and foes. I shall enunciate everything I say. And the funny thing is about the way I talk is I'm missing a few T's. So it's hard to do my T's and S's. So my teachers always told me if you lose your front teeth, your enunciations will be a little off. So I get this accent helps me do that a little better. Just a little better. Just a little better. We shall be a little better. No one knows the way you feel. Don't know if me singing is real. With all this technology that we have, it's hard to tell what's good or bad. Hopefully in the future we can fix all the bugs. So please me on your... So sorry, that was a mess up. So please put me on your podcast, because I'm very interesting. I got a cool story that I'm going to tell. About a guy and another guy, and a guy did something to this guy, and the guy was like, hey, what are you doing in my house? And then another guy was like, hey, I'm robbing you. It's just funny now. Later on, it was very scary. Someone could have lost their life because somebody was very desperate and they didn't have any money. Oh, this guy. You can sleep on the ground with a sleeping bag next to the bank. That is very dangerous. You know, folks, I do need to stop and grab me maybe some eggs. I made my shake this morning, protein and immunity light, whatever. I told you if I go back to that voice, you will not understand anything that I'm going to say. Besides that point, please tell your friends and family to listen to this podcast. Thank you. I will thank you in advance. Y'all are my best friends, and I'm simply asking you a small favor. Please, let's make this podcast very, 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 very popular. I looked over to my left, and both driver and passenger are on their phones texting. I am in a red light, yes, that is hunky-dory. Hopefully, when I take off, they are not continuing texting. When I pull up to a red light, I stare at that light until it turns green. Like, they see they did not go. The car in front of them was already gone past the light until they realized that we are going. And that's the problem with this world today is cell phones. As soon as you get in the car, unless you're using a map or an app like what I'm doing now, where I'm not looking at my phone, should be not allowed. You shall not be allowed to text in your car, zero. Not on Facebook, not anybody, anywhere, until your car is stopped, put in park. But if we start doing that, takeoffs from red lights and green lights are going to be difficult. People are going to blow their horns because they are frustrated and they are impatient and wanting to get to where they're going so badly. And I will say this about that. People, hate going to work. I hate going to the grocery store. I really hate leaving my house. And as soon as they get in their car, they are in a hurry to get where they regret that they are going. Which I am very confused on. The whole day you were complaining about leaving and going and having to leave your house. But as soon as you get in your car, you are in such a hurry to get there. Why is this? Is it that you just want to hurry and get there and leave? Or is it you're lying to all of us and you're so excited to get to this place you were saying you dread going to? Either way, we can fix that. Don't worry your little heads. You will be fixed. Just ask Arnold Schwarzenegger. He'll tell you about it. He knows about the future. If you watch the Terminators, they tell you what's going to happen in the future, and I'm pretty sure somebody knows something about something. Well, I'll probably be dead and gone before all this happens. Very sorry, my friends. I had a yawn. I could not stop it. I tried so hard to stop this yawn. It was very rude of me to yawn into this podcast that I'm doing. Anyways, like I said yesterday, these are going to be small intimates of podcasts that I'm trying to get my voice out there so I can be on these podcasts. Now you're probably wondering, if you could do one, only one, pick one, which one would it be? Well, being the funny guy that I am, and when I say funny guy, funny looking. I don't know. It's a toss-up between Joe Rogan and Conan. And the reason I say that is because I'm really big fans of both of them. Joe Rogan is in Austin, Texas, but Conan is in Los Angeles, California. And I really like Los Angeles, California. And then Austin, Texas. I've been to Houston, not Austin. I've only landed at the airport in Austin. I've never got out and stayed. I might have drove through there briefly. But Joe Rogan also seems like the kind of guy that he has jokes. So I would do, like, those are my main two. I cannot pick just one. I would do both of them in the same day. If we can make that happen, that would be awesome. Anyways, I'm very excited about this when this happens. So I'm doing a podcast every day. And I really hope y'all enjoy this. Thank you for listening. I love you. Have an awesome day. Goodbye.